Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, God called Abram to leave his country and to go somewhere else. God promised to make him a great nation. He promised to make his name great. He promised to bless him so that he would be a blessing. Don't miss that last line. I'm going to bless you so that you'll be a blessing. And let me ask you today, is that how you understand your blessings? Do you understand that God has given you those blessings so that they would pour out of your life into the lives of others? If you want more and more blessings, one of the things about it is if you'll share it, he's going to give you more and more and more and more. I wonder if that's how we understand the blessings in our lives. Do we realize that that's what God is calling us to do? What would it look like for you today if you set out with that purpose? What would it look like today if you set out with that mindset? What would it look like if you turned off this radio, got out of your car with the intention that everybody you encounter, you are going to be a blessing to them today? You know, I believe that is God's purpose for us, not just for Abraham. I believe it because when I study the life of Jesus Christ, I hear that he came to serve. He had all the power of God at his fingertips. He had all the power of God of the heavens at his hands. And what he chose to do was to wash people's feet and to heal their diseases and to speak to those who nobody would speak to. This was a servant of all servants. He is our Christ. We're called to be like him and we're blessed to be a blessing. May you go forth this day being a blessing. This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen from First Christian Church in Sedalia, helping you go the distance.